Welcome to Quickies. Celeb gossip, inside news, scandals, and the works. In.com's Quickies is the place to be for all this and more. So put your feet up, listen in, and let's go on this gossip journey with me, Karan.
My mama always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
If you don't recognize that movie line, well, you've been living in a forest, Gump.
Still didn't get the hint?
Fine, I'll tell you. That's a line from the Oscar-winning movie Forrest Gump, a comedy drama with Tom Hanks that released in 1994. It's been a while since the buzz around the movie died out, but now it looks like that's going to change. Aamir Khan, who turned 54 on Thursday, had a surprise announcement for journalists who gathered at his Mumbai residence for his cake-cutting ceremony. His next movie will be an official remake of the cult Hollywood film Forrest Gump. The film will be titled Lal Singh Chadda, and Aamir will be playing a Sardar in the film. Of course, because if you take the original film's North Mississippi character and Indianize it, it would become a Sardar. There's no two ways about it, okay? Like, don't argue about this. Aamir is also going to have to endure another drastic transformation and lose 20 kilos for the film. It's a good thing his birthday came before shooting for the film started, because he's probably not going to be allowed to have any cake for a while. When experiencing difficulty coming up with a good title for a film, what better solution than to go the numerology way? S.S. Rajamouli's next film is going to have a budget of close to 300 crores. But none of that was allocated to the film naming department. So they decided to go with a title that would please the numerology gods, thereby bringing in the numbers needed in the box office. The new film is going to be called, wait for it, RRR. So basically, it will be referred to as SSR's RRR, which is a numerologist's dream. Apart from the title, the film does have some good things going for it though. It will see stars Ram Charan and NTR together for the first time ever. Rajamouli also confirmed that Ajay Devgan and Alia Bhatt have both agreed to play important roles in the film, which is definitely great news. In terms of storyline, RRR is set in the 1920s and is a completely fictitious tale about two legendary freedom fighters, Alluri Sitarama Raju and Komaram Bheem. The Eid weekend of 2020 sure has a big boom in store for it. And no, I'm not talking about a boom of religious festivities, I'm talking about a boom of film festivities. The release date of S.S. Rajamouli's upcoming biggie film RRR has just been confirmed for the 30th of July 2020. And it's all set to clash with Akshay Kumar's Suryavanshi and Ranbir Kapoor's period drama Shamshera. And RRR sure can't afford to be making any compromises in the box office, what with its massive film budget and the 10 languages it's being released in. The 10 languages deal will help its cause though, because it will take up a majority of the screens in the southern side of the country, eating up into allotment that is usually given away to Hindi biggies. Some more juicy facts are that real-life lovebirds, Ranbir Kapoor and Alia Bhatt, will be competing against each other with Shamshera against RRR. Ajay Devgan, on the other hand, is taking it to a whole new level and competing against himself, seeing as he's making special guest appearances in both Suryavanshi and RRR. Anyway, let's see if all three movies decide to go ahead with releasing on the same weekend or play it safe and change their release dates. As an actor in the Indian film industry, coming on the covers of well-known Indian magazines isn't a big deal. But when you get in on an international magazine, well, things are definitely going your way. Deepika Padukone has gone and done just that, managing to charm her way onto the April cover of Vogue International. And who is she sharing the cover with? Oh, nobody big. Just Scarlett Johansson and South Korean actor Bae Doona. This issue of Vogue is a celebration of global talent and will feature superstars from 14 countries. And being the flowers that stand out the most, Deepika, Scarlett and Bae decided to go floral with their dresses for the cover. There also seems to be a subtle order of ranking in terms of talent celebrations, with Scarlett at the top, Deepika in second and Bae in a close third. Very reminiscent of the winner's steps seen at the end of sports competitions. I wonder if that was planned or just a coincidence. Sneaky Vogue. While there are numerous people who get cathartic release from sharing traumatic incidents of abuse from their past, there are an equal number of people who prefer not to share these incidents and deal with them privately. One such person is actor Fatima Sana Sheikh, who
who has been subject to sexual abuse but is dealing with it with the help of people she's close to and would rather not have the world know the details. She said the way she doesn't judge people who want to share their horror stories, she expects not to be judged for choosing to be silent on hers. A super fair statement to make, I'd say. Everyone deals with their demons differently, and as far as psychology and human science goes, I really don't think you can use the one-size-fits-all methodology. If only the vast majority of the population understood that, I think the world would be an easier place to live in. In her next project, Fatima will be part of a crime drama alongside Rajkumar Rao and a horror comedy also starring Saif Ali Khan.
The Quickies on In.com.